Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, welcome to Horse Hour. I'm Amy Stevenson, and today I'm talking to Katie from the Pony Club. I've been so excited about the Pony Club because it's something that I didn't get the opportunity to do as a child, and I think they have so much to offer. So Katie's going to explain all about it, how you can get involved, how your children can get involved, advice for parents, and how to have fun with horses. This is Horse Hour. Today we're welcoming Katie Powell-Jones from the Pony Club. Katie, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you very much for having me here.
You must be able to tell from my voice. I'm so excited about the Pony Club because growing up, I came into riding much later. So I didn't buy my horse until I was 28. And I feel like I've missed out on a whole world of fun with horses with the Pony Club. So I can't wait to hear from you what it is that you offer. What is it that you do for the Pony Club? Because you're very involved, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll have various roles in the Pony Club. I mean, I've grown up completely with Pony Club in my life, and I can't imagine it not in my life. And also, I have two children, and they've grown up with this as part of their lives as well. And they've made lifelong friends, and they've learnt skills, you know, that will take them on right through life. So Pony Club for us as a family and for myself is very much, you know, day-to-day things, really, and we absolutely adore it.
How old are your children?
My children are now 19 and 13, my 19-year-old's just about to go off to university, and I really do think that having Pony Club on his personal statement and as part of his life and his friends and the skills he's learned has really, really helped him, you know, in you know, getting to university and moving on in life.
Well, I'm a strong believer in horses help with children with their development. It helps them to have things outside of school where they're taught responsibility. They're taught how to look after their ponies. They're taught how to clean and look after the products that you buy their ponies. So they're taught the value of money. On top of that, you have the friendships and the fun element of it too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, having that extra person outside the back door in the stable that they have to be responsible for, or indeed if they don't own a pony and they are a centre member, you know, if they go to a riding school and they look after the ponies there, if they don't own their own pony, you know, that's fine too, but it gives them that sense of responsibility, ownership, and you know, to care for a living animal and care for its day-to-day needs is quite a skill.
So can you join the Pony Club without having your own pony?
Yes, you can. You can join a pony club through going to a pony club centre, affiliated riding schools that are linked to us. And you can go there and you can come and join the pony club.
Oh, I love it. Because I used to think that you had to own a pony and it was only for people that owned them that could go, and they go on trips together and they go on pony club camp. Oh my God, pony club camp. I always wish, I know that they do. I've heard the other day, actually, they do adult horse camps now. And I'm so tempted to go, where you go camping and there's the whole fire and food and probably a bit of alcohol in the adult one, not in the kids one. But can you tell me about the pony club, you know, trips that you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've just mentioned Pony Club Camp. I think if you asked a lot of our members what Pony Club meant to them, a lot of them just say, well, camp is absolutely it. It's the highlight of their Pony Club year. It's getting together with their friends, having their ponies to look after all by themselves. Whether you're in a branch, whether you take your own pony with you and you're actually camping and you have your pony with you, or you go to a pony club centre and you join in the camp there, and you might be responsible for a certain pony over that time at camp. So, yeah, Pony Club camps, just midnight feasts, learning new riding skills, staying up late, getting mucky, cleaning your tack, just having fun, really, having fun and being with your friends and your ponies.
Although I didn't have the opportunity to go to join a pony club growing up, and that's purely because my poor parents don't have a clue about horses and they're quite scared. So I think had I had parents that maybe weren't so afraid of horses, I'd probably have got into it a lot younger. But I do remember being about 12 and going to an owner pony club week at my local riding school.
Oh, lovely.
And I absolutely loved it, but I didn't have a clue what I was doing. You know, it was a very new, we had lectures at the same time where we were learning about the horse's hooves and how to pick them out and why it's important. And at the time, I was really badly bullied at school. Horrific. I was bullied for about 9 years. But it was my escape. It was a time away from all the pressures and everything that was going on at school where everybody was just so friendly. And I couldn't believe I was in this world where everybody was so kind and welcoming. And no matter what your age or what your upbringing or anything, you were all kind of bonding over these horses. I know I'm making it sound very dreamy, but for a 12-year-old, that's exactly what it was like. And talking to you previously, to us actually talking today, I get that impression about the pony club. It is about the kids, but it's also about the parents. And do the parents feel welcome? Do you help them and advise them on things for their kids?
Yeah, we try and involve the parents as much as possible, as much as they want to be involved, really. And most of the time, if you're going to branch pony club with your own pony, you might have ridden to the location where the event's happening, or you might have gone in your trailer, and obviously your mum or dad or grandma or granddad has towed you there in the trailer. So yeah, they have quite a social as well. They have quite a group, and also they become volunteers. So you'll tend to find that the parents will help be on a committee or help run their local branch. And take on roles in the local branch. And then, you know, when the kids grow up or aren't in Pony Club anymore, and, you know, the children are older and grow out of Pony Club, you tend to find we hopefully, you know, because they love it so much and they become so involved, they stay as volunteers in the future. But yeah, we involve them as much as possible, even at the Pony Club centres. You know, you do feel quite part of it as well. The riding school let you know what's going on and invite you to come and watch different things that might be going on that the children are taking part in. So the parents can become as involved as they want to.
So could, for example, if I was a parent that was looking at my child joining the Pony Club, could we come along for the day and just see what happens?
Yeah, no, you can you could come along to the local Pony Club branch and you could come and maybe have a go or come and watch and see if you think they might like it and go to a few events and things. And you could also go to a riding school and join in some riding school activities, or the children could maybe have a go, like a taster session. Most branches or centres run taster sessions. Mm-hmm. And we have the weekend running this weekend where, most riding schools are offering a sort of have a go. Come and have a go.
Oh, that's with Hoof Ride. That's with Hoof Ride, isn't
absolutely.
It? Yeah, the British Equestrian Federation. So they've put this day together where selected schools and riding schools across the UK have said you can come and try it for free. So you can bring your kids and adults as well. Get on a horse. If you haven't ridden for years, get back on and give it a go. Because going back to the children element, I have a 3.5-year-old. And when I first put him on a horse, I'd love him to ride. If he doesn't want to, that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's his choice. But he was a bit nervous to start with. And after the fourth time, he now loves it. I mean, Blackjack's a 16-hand horse, so it's probably not right to try him on that and hope that he'll be okay. But now, fourth time, he's really looking forward to going riding. So it's kind of getting over that fear element, because we do have fear in us. But what is the earliest age that a parent can take their child to Pony Club?
Well, Pony Club isn't all about riding. So I think that's what everybody's got to remember as well. You might want to go and just do some sessions where they practice grooming the ponies, just bonding with the ponies, trying to put the tack on, using the grooming kit, you know, that sort of things, maybe playing some games, taking part, and then introduce the riding. You know, the riding can be introduced slowly or straight away, or, you know, it doesn't have to be an element of it. There's a massive element of horse and pony care in the pony club in general. That's all part of our ethos. So yeah, but most riding schools will take children from about the age of 4 or 5, and the same with pony club branches as well. Some branches have their individual ages, and some centres, sometimes it's insurance implications, but they usually have an age of about 4 or 5 on to go and have a start.
And then, so what's the maximum age for pony club? Because I know you said that some people, you know, your son's 19 and he's still involved because he comes back and volunteers. But at what point do they kind of move on to the teenage years, the next level?
Yeah, well, pony club, you can go on till you're 25 now.
Wow.
And yeah, when you say that, some people do say, oh gosh, well, what would they do up to the age of 25? Well, we also have lots of young coaching opportunities as well. So those older members can then become involved in being a coach. So we run various pony club accredited coaching courses where the older members can engage and start to become coaches themselves. And then if they want to be recognised a little bit more nationally or more in the equestrian world, they can follow the UK coaching certificate route, which is an excellent way to get them on like a national rung of first qualification. So, you know, there's lots to do. Also, older members might have some younger horses. They might have gone into riding as a career, or they might have gone to university, or they might be working in a different part of the world. So Pony Club, you can access wherever you are. You can go to your local branch, wherever you are, or your local centre and engage in activity, training, becoming a young coach, and, you know, social aspects of it as well. And of course, the pinnacle of the efficiency test is the AH test, which is nationally recognised on and is equivalent on the BHS qualification ladder as well.
I feel like I've missed out on so much. It's amazing. And so basically what you're doing is you're setting them up for their career in riding, if that's whatever element they or whatever discipline they choose. So whether they choose to become a teacher or an instructor, whether they choose to go on and compete, you know, professionally, or whether they just want to do it for fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And also because of the horse and pony care side of the pony club, we also, you know, they might want to go and work, you know, to prepare horses or into a different sort of into the racing industry, or, you know, it's not necessarily just dressage, show jumping and eventing. You know, there are different areas that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That that our young people can go into, you know, mounted on horses or unmounted, you know, sort of the skills on the floor that we use to look after the horses, the care of the horses.
So do you, as the Pony Club then, do you have these connections into these industries to offer them work experience and help them find a career?
Yeah, absolutely. We have links with the different member bodies from the BEF. So we have links with the British Horse Society, obviously, and the BE, the British Eventing, British Show Jumping, British Dressage, and the racing industry, the veterinary industry. Yeah, we have links with the welfare side of things. We have links that we can channel our members through into. And of course, our tests are efficiency tests that they can be doing along the way through their membership if they want to. They stand them in really good stead. If that's on their personal statement or on their CV, you know, that's a really, really well recognized throughout the world is a pony club qualification.
Mm, so how long will your son go into it for, do you think? Because he's 13
now.
Oh,
he's opted for rugby. My daughter's still in pony club. She's got her own pony, but she prefers to go to her local centre, her local riding school. So she's what we call a centre plus member. And a centre plus member can go to a centre as opposed to a branch and still ride all the riding school ponies and join in with her friends at the riding school, because they have a great, tend to have a great club feeling in these riding schools. They, especially at 13 and 14, have a really good social group. Mm-hmm. And she can take her own horse in and out if she wants to. The riding school are happy with that. Or she can ride their horses, which is good to get the experience of riding other horses, you know, as they're progressing. So she's a Centre Plus member. And my son's opted for rugby a little bit more now. Rugby mm-hmm. and had to work on exams, unfortunately. So horses have gone a little bit by the wayside, but he'll never forget his pony club years, and he's got some of his bestest friends through it.
The pony club will only help his rugby career, because he's going to need to be tenacious, he's going to need to have commitment to work up. My brother was a professional rugby player.
Oh wow, yeah, it does start. I think the pony club just gives the children that confidence, that feeling of belonging. We're like a big family. They can progress at the speed they want to. They have fun. We keep them in a safe environment. You know, it gives them so much. It's ready for anything, really.
It's amazing. I think it's such a great, it's a really lovely, friendly community that you've built for children. And then also the nice thing is, the interesting thing you just said is that you can have a membership plus one, a centre plus one.
Basically, if you initially went to a riding stables and you didn't have your own pony and you didn't know much about ponies and you got going in your riding school and you were going there on a regular basis, and then you decided maybe a couple of years later that you wanted to actually, you know, take the step to buy your own pony, it allows you then, you used to have to then go to your local branch, which is still an option, and still many children do that, which is absolutely brilliant. It takes them into that sort of wider world, a little bit more competitive, meeting at different places. The branch membership gives them, you know, so many opportunities and so many expansions on things. Or if they want to and they feel safe in their centre, make friends that they want to leave, we give them that option. If you own your own pony, you don't have to leave us, you can stay at your centre.
It's brilliant, because it also means that there's still, sometimes if we buy a pony for our child, it might mean that we need to move away, we need to go to another yard, maybe one that doesn't yeah. have as many children there, or the environment is just very different. So it means that they can keep their own pony, but they get to get involved and stay in the community of the pony club and the children and the yard, and still they don't feel like they're missing out on anything.
That's right. And also, you know, if you've just started to own a pony, sometimes you don't, you know, some parents might not know entirely what they're doing, or they might really value that mentoring from the riding school proprietor, or that daily care of the horse that, you know, that they might benefit from. So, or the guidance. So, you know, that's brilliant too. It's not such a massive step then to be a pony owner.
No, and we know it's tough. When you first get one, we don't have a clue what we're doing. I still don't now. Some things happen and I think, oh, Katie, I wish I could call you, because I'm like, what has happened to my horse?
I get people phoning me all the time or messaging me sort of saying, oh, help, you know, this has happened or that's happened, or we want to go to this rally or we want to go to this riding school. And, you know, you are sort of a little bit of an advice line, but because, you know, people like me are pony club through and through, you know, we're more than happy to help, because we want them to experience it to the, you know, to the maximum, really, because you've got to get the get the most out of it.
Well, you're like a parent for the parents, aren't you, really? You're like a safety net. So for us, we have to build up confidence to go to big events, you know, taking your kids out. I mean, it's hard enough as an adult riding without them putting your precious little baby on a horse, you know, wanting them to enjoy it, but also knowing it's dangerous, and then taking them out. You want to go out to rides and sponsored rides and things like that. I guess having you there makes them feel more confident that everything's okay and that their child's going to be safe, and it's just someone to turn to just to ease their mind a bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. And our pony club is split over the country into 19 regions, and within those 19 regions we have sort of one person who's responsible for monitoring that area and making sure sort of everything happens in that area, and support for the parents and for the DCs that run the smaller branches. So basically every area has what we call an area representative, and they're there to help. And then underneath the area representatives are the branch representatives, and they support the local branches. So if you went along to your local branch, the probably the one of the first people you'd meet would be the district commissioner, and they'd be there to help you and support you if you just bought a pony, or your first rally, or if you wanted to get ready to go to a competition. They're there to help. So we have, you know, if it wasn't a riding school situation and it was a going to branch pony club, the district commissioner is there to support and help you.
And there are big competitions that the kids can get involved in. There's the Pony Club Championship.
Yeah, the Pony Club Championships has just been, that happens sort of mid-August at Chumley Castle in Cheshire. That's where it is at the moment, and where it has been for the last few years. Yeah, it's the pinnacle of a lot of Pony Club members. It is the pinnacle of their sort of Pony Club career. All they want to do is get to the championships. But the championships has expanded massively. So we now have the novice competition right through to the open competition. So we have varying, you know, age groups, sizes of ponies, all the different disciplines that we offer. You know, they're there. And it's a, even if you're not competing, it's a really fun, free day out to come and see what the members are doing. And you know, once you've seen it, then you can work on sort of getting there.
I was at Blenheim, and some of these kids have confidence like I've never seen. They look so smart coming out in there. You know, there was a group of about seven of them, I think, and they've all got their Pony Club outfits on, and they're all wearing the same colours for their branch. And it's just, they were so brave. I was thinking, gosh, they were jumping cross country, they were jumping high jumps, and then you've got the little babies that come out on the lead rein, and you just, oh, it's just adorable and so heartwarming. But what kind of disciplines do you offer? Do you still do the gymkhanas?
That's called the mounted games. Yes. So you probably see that at the Horse of the Year show. They have a massive competition. So yeah, so they work in teams, very competitive. They're very close. There's loads of team camaraderie between them. They are particularly competitive and they love their sport. Yeah. And then you'll see them at Horse of the Year and Olympia. And Windsor, I think they're three main competitions. I might have missed one, but I think I've got them all in there. yeah, and they'll be at the championships as well. So the younger members just start by doing sort of basic, like you say, gymkhana, little races, probably at camp and rallies and things. And then the ones that sort of really love it and, you know, show talent and want to take it a little bit further can go into and start training for the teams.
How can we get involved in the Pony Club? Is there a way that we can contact you?
The best way to get involved, if you're interested in joining the Pony Club, is to maybe contact the main office, or if you know of a local riding school, it's a Pony Club Link Centre, or you know of a local branch, then pop along and find out a little bit more about when they meet and what they do, and or ring up headquarters or visit the Pony Club website, which is www.pcuk.org, and you can find a centre or find a branch online as well. That's probably the best thing to do.
Katie, thank you so much for joining us on the Horse Hour podcast. And I'm just waiting for my little one to get old enough now. So he's 3.5, not quite 4 yet. And we will be calling you and going to our local centre because I think it's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, no, please, please do. Please do. You'll have a fantastic time. And, you know, we're here to help and support. We are at the head office as well, but you'll find lots of support from our volunteers out there in Pony Club branches and Pony Club centres. So, yeah, please go along and have a go.
Thanks so much, Katie. See you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you'd like to follow the Pony Club on Twitter, then just search at the Pony Club. Also on Facebook, it's the Pony Club. And on Instagram, it's UK Pony Club Official. If you missed any previous episodes of Horse Hour, don't worry, you can catch up on our website, horsehour.co.uk. There are interviews with Izzy Taylor. When I went to Blenheim, I got a lovely chance to speak to her. And we actually filmed that interview too, so that's on our website. And if you're thinking of getting your horse box license, then James from hgvtraining.co.uk gives us full advice on the type of license that you need and what to expect if you're thinking about getting your license. There's loads of episodes right back from when we first started on our website and also on Acast and iTunes. Don't forget to hit subscribe subscribe. I hope you have a really good week, and I'll speak to you soon.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag HorseHour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.